Over time, I've had two dogs, two pugs, as companions. Max, a sweet, sensitive, sad-faced guy who lived for 15 years, and Chucho, a sweet, sensitive, sad-faced guy who is now 5 years old. While they bear a strong resemblance to one another, their personalities are all their own. One example, when I left the house and left him behind, Max was convinced, it seems, that I'd never, ever come back, that he'd never, ever see me again. Because when I returned, and I always did, he raced around the room, wagged his rear, fetched a toy, jumped, leapt, kissed and licked. It was exhilarating. Chucho, on the other hand, is much more a matter of fact. When I come home, he's at the door to greet me. His tail moves a couple of times, and he smiles. I mean, I think he smiles. And then he goes back to bed. Theologian Johannes Metz would say that Max's repeated astonishment at my reappearance is a symptom of what he calls the malady of forgetfulness. One manifestation of that malady is our forgetting that God has entered our history and our lives once and for all. We name him God with us, yet we often carry on as if he's nowhere near us. We don't expect Christ to approach us. His return, whenever or whatever, however that may be, is never on our radar, even though he may be just around the corner. Advent has us consider God's pending approach, a coming not restricted to the distant past or unforeseeable future, but a coming soon. If we remember that God is near, if we're vigilant, God's coming won't take us by surprise. It will delight us. For those who don't expect the Lord to reappear, for those who are disillusioned or demoralized, those worried about the future or grieving the past, for those who don't expect much of anything, Advent is intended to reignite some measure of hope. So stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption may be this afternoon.